Hello there, my fellow working photographers. Something that has been happening for a long time, this isn't anything new, but maybe it's more obvious to you if you're the one struggling to get ahead. You know, you're in business, maybe you got some friends who are also photographers, and they have their business, mainly through Instagram and Facebook. They have no other cost besides what they're doing. You decided to follow that format and, you know, think you're only going to be in profit world until you realize that there's a thing called race to the bottom. And if that is the format people are following to stay in business, that's not a healthy long-term process. You know, it's just not good. And I wanted to express some reality to my fellow listeners, if you are working photographers or just working artists in general. I think people that are in the creative world beat themselves up more than the average person. You know, if you have a salary job, you know, say you're an engineer and you're making $130,000 a year, you know what your pay is. You go to work, you do your job, you go home. You know what your pay is. You can budget your life. That's fantastic. But if you're like me and you're a working creative and you're self-employed, nothing is given to you, which means you need to create a process that allows you to thrive. And I say thrive because, you know, this is October 1st makes 30. This is my 30th year in business. And as happy and proud I am to say that, the struggles don't really change. When somebody on the street, a buddy of mine, say at the grocery or whatever, will stop me and say, "Hey man, how's business? How things going?" I'm like, "It's good. It's good, you know, always moving forward." And he's like, "Hey, I'm just kind of curious, but you know, you're self-employed. You know, who is your greatest photographer competitor in town?" And that question used to bother me so much. Just because I think my first reaction, instead of looking at all of my accomplishments and what I have done, I think when you're self-employed, you're always like on your guard a little bit, you know, like if you're a chef and you're making mac and cheese, which everybody and their grandma literally has made, but you have a two-step thing that you do to your recipe that makes your mac and cheese worth paying for. You don't want to talk about your two steps. You know what I mean? I think self-employed people have that guard. And, you know, at first it's easy to be defensive on a question like that because you start thinking of all your competitors and you start realizing what you do differently and how you're different. And that's not what my friend was asking. He was straight up just asking, "Hey, who's your biggest competitor?" With no strings attached. He's not a photographer. He's not even self-employed. I could have given him any name in the city. He wouldn't even know a third of that person's business or why I think the way I do. You know, I think they're just kind of curious, hey, who is the next person in line to your level of business? So where it used to be defensive, now I see it as a compliment. It's a positive question. Man, who else in this city is as good as you? Like, who else in this city is your competition? Like, who else can be your clone? And that's what they're really asking, just not in so many words. So now whenever I answer that question, I usually set it up with, "Man, that's a good question, but please, don't take me the wrong way. I'm the most humble person you're ever going to meet. I'm still moving one inch forward every day in my life and in my business, like everybody else, trying to just, you know, get ahead, living the dream, as they say, surviving the nightmare." I said, you know, in all honesty, I really honestly don't have any other competition. And he looks at me like, "Wow." And I was like, no, that's exactly what I mean. Don't take me the wrong way. What I mean is, over my 30 years, I have become the truest version of myself. I give my clients 1,000% of me, like the real me, the quality and the level of what I'm delivering to my clients and performing for my clients. It's me. It's who I am. It is legit my soul. Okay? I'm going, that being said, I just don't know anybody else in the city doing what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. You know, and that does not mean anything of who doesn't take good pictures. I'm just saying there's only one me. So in my eyes, I can't worry about all the shadows around me, all the people that are racing to the bottom. That's not my competition. It's just not, you know, and I have really good friends of mine who have been doing this just as long as I have. They're not my competition. None of us are. And you listening today to this podcast, I want you to understand that I need you to believe in yourself and your art and your business sense and create you. Just create everything that is you and you won't have any competition. You know? I mean, just to kind of set this up for you, Toyota also makes Lexus, okay? But the two experiences are very different. You know that high-end Lexus experience that you expect, they have stuck to that experience since day one. Whereas Toyota has great products too, but they're not going after the super high-end. They're not going after that classy leather experience. They're just not. And you in your head know that. So yeah, there's a lot of car companies out there, but there's only one Lexus. Just like there's only one BMW, there's only one Mercedes, and they all have different histories. They all go about the business differently. But when you realize something is a brand, okay, it's branded. In other words, bam, I know what I'm thinking of when I hear that name. That's what I need you to become yourself. As a business. So if you're in the first 5 years of business, okay, I said even 10, because I think sometimes it takes that long to figure it out. You know, I think a lot of us are just trying to get by. We're trying to just copy a style or a fad that's in because it's what people are looking for. And you do it, you get it out there, you get some likes, you get a little love. All I can tell you is the race to the bottom is real and it's always been real. This is nothing new. They've been racing to the bottom for years. And what I mean by that is if you are able to copy what your competitors are doing, shame on you for being cheaper than them to get business. That's what the race to the bottom really is. What I would rather you do is think of what can you create in your own business that is the same but different. What is your way? What is your style? You know? So something that I have been doing for a while, my wife and I have created what is the experience when they come to us, you know, from the time they place their order to how are we delivering it to them. That is something that I created within my business. When, as a photographer, when somebody orders an 8x10 print, okay, for what I charge, it comes mounted. Meaning it's mounted on the artboard. So if you were to put it in a frame, it's already, you know, nice and firm. It's not going to warp over the years. It's got some weight to it. The quality just looks amazing. It's something I liked. It's something I thought was very genuine and unique. It's a cost that I added to myself for, you know, doing this every time. And I did not change the price of what I was charging because I was charging appropriately. But when the prints themselves come back, we have these nice white glossy boxes with my orange GK logo on there. And we have some orange tissue paper that we wrap the prints with so they look more like a gift. You know, when you open that box and you unwrap that tissue paper, your experience of just doing that and how you're getting your images is like the finale of what we did. You know, we did the session. You came back to the studio. You saw them on the big screen TV. We went through them. You found your best. We cropped the ones you wanted cropped. I retouched any little things that we didn't like in the image, you know, like people in the background at the park or an exit sign. you know, behind a couple at a wedding, for whatever reason it is, they pay you, you do the job. And then when I would deliver this to my client, this is the finale. So I created a process, my wife and I created a process that we, if we were the customer, this would be nice. Wouldn't this be nice if? And look, not that long ago, we were just throwing them in a clear plastic bag and saying, here, you know, or don't always, when you digitally sell your images, don't have them on a flash drive. Just say, hey, here's the link. Bye. The difference of here's the link, bye, okay, and have a flash drive box that matches the other boxes that I have, so it's branded correctly, that same white glossy box, but it's a flash drive box. It's got my orange GK logo on it. I do not tissue wrap the flash drive, but it does have some cotton in there, and it's nice, and the flash drive is cool. So I believe in tangible products. I just think it's worth more. I don't care how good your pictures are. I don't care how many years you've been doing this. If you're doing what the amateur is doing, you look like them to anybody else. Okay? So that's just one of the things that I'm talking about. There's several things that we do in our business. You know, I'll get into the process in a different podcast, or you can even join us on the live stream. My YouTube channel is Focus with GK. I'm going to be having a lot more live streams in the very near future, actually, and talking about this, you know, and it's very interactive. You can be a guest on the live stream if you want to go ahead and chit chat that way. But most importantly, it helps to get ideas from people doing things different than you're doing. Otherwise, you stay in the same whirlpool of blah. So I just wanted to hit record today. I wanted to get on here and get it out there. I just feel like we're in such a shift in this country. There's so many things messed up right now. Prices everywhere, from fast food. I mean, everything you can think of is going up. And it makes it very difficult for us creators, self-employed people, to go up to afford our life when you're undercutting yourself just to be the same as your friend or not your friend. You can't say all the time, hey, but that's the going rate. No, it's not. That's just what they're charging. It's not the going rate. It's what they are charging, and you're copying it. And when cost goes up and you do not, you make less profit. So if you can't afford your life or the new camera because you dropped that lens or that flash, and if you can't afford to buy a piece of equipment so you can keep moving one inch forward in your business, you're in the race to the bottom. Keep your head up high, charge what you know you're worth, and you're not going to get every job. But you have to know that the good Lord's going to bless you with the ones who believe in you, and that is your true customer base. All right? Stay focused on your dreams, y'all. I'm going to see you later on the next Between Two Lenses. Peace! Hey, are you like me? Not that long ago, I was not happy with my website. Even though it's cool enough and it does its job, sometimes you just want more customization to your website and you don't know where to go. Well, today's podcast is sponsored by Eversight.com. It's who I use for my custom website, and I gotta say, I am 100% happy with my website. My Google traffic has improved, and my customization, nobody else in the city has the site that I have. I like that, I love that, and it's worth paying for, because you and I both know custom always looks better and the results are gonna be fantastic. Go to Eversight.com, let them know GK sent you.